Now, recently, the Heart Foundation released some new recommendations for the consumption of meat, dairy and eggs. On the line with us now to tell us a bit more, we have Julianne Mitchell. She's the Director of Prevention on the line with us to tell us a little bit more. Julie, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, pleasure, Tess.
So can you tell us what were we told to eat up until now and what are the updated recommendations?
So the Heart Foundation has always encouraged people to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, but in the past we have, along with many others, recommended that people choose low-fat dairy options. We've reviewed the evidence over the last, 5 years between 2013 and 2018, and the science has actually moved with regard to eggs, meat and dairy. So for healthy individuals, we're now saying that it's really your call whether you choose low-fat milk, cheese or yogurt or the full-fat versions. It really, the evidence showed that actually there was a neutral effect. It didn't increase or decrease heart disease risk whether you chose those low-fat options or full-fat. However, it wasn't true for all dairy. So when it comes to butter, cream, ice cream, dairy-based desserts, unfortunately, they're still off the table as far as heart-healthy eating goes.
Damn, so damn, close. Yes. So are you guys constantly looking at updating this information, or was there a real sort of moment that prompted you to take a look at what we already thought?
We are constantly reviewing the evidence. Science is a very dynamic thing, and particularly nutrition science. And look, I certainly understand that people do get confused. I think every day we open a newspaper or a magazine and there's some celebrity there pushing a particular diet, or there's research that's shown that blueberries are the new thing or kale's the new thing. I think where there has been a substantial shift in nutrition science, in that really people are now talking about whole foods. We eat whole foods, we don't eat nutrients, and so there has been a shift to a more of an emphasis on patterns of eating. So the Mediterranean diet, as it was many years ago, is considered really heart healthy in terms of half your plate covered with fruit and vegetables, a quarter with whole grains, and then a quarter with, healthy proteins like fish, chicken, small amounts of red meat, and plant proteins like, chickpeas, lentils, beans and tofu.
I know with this update, it recommends unprocessed meat. What does that mean?
So that means really lean cuts of meat, whether it's lamb, beef, steaks. It's not the processed meat. So it's like salamis, hams, those meats, that sausages that have had a high degree of processing to them. Those types of meat have been found to be to increase heart disease risk, and so we encourage people not to eat them. Or if you do, in small moderation.
Well, Julianne, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Tess.
That was Julianne Mitchell. She's the Director of Prevention with the Heart Foundation, talking us through the Heart Foundation's most recent updated recommendations when it comes to the consumption of meat, dairy, and eggs.